U.S. President Joe Biden spoke for almost 2 hours from the East Room of the White House. Given this was only his second formal press conference, reporters had a lot of questions.
Okay. Mr. President.
Whoa, hang on, guys.
His remarks included another warning to President Vladimir Putin. Russia will face severe penalties if it chooses to invade Ukraine.
My guess is he will move in.
It's Biden's most definitive statement yet on Putin's intentions. But his comments sparked criticism when he suggested a lesser response if Russia launches a small-scale invasion.
If it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having to fight about what to do and not do, et cetera.
That forced the White House to issue a clarification, saying any invasion will be met with a swift and severe response. Biden spoke on the eve of the anniversary of his first year in office. At times, he was defensive for what many see as foreign policy blunders, like his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
I make no apologies for what I did. Now, do I feel badly? What's happening to we as a consequence of the incompetence of the Taliban? Yes, I do. I feel badly about a whole range of things around the world that we can't solve every problem.
On the issue of Yemen, Biden says the U.S. is considering restoring its designation of Yemen's Houthis as a terrorist group following a cross-border strike this week that killed 3 people in the United Arab Emirates.
It's under consideration, and ending the war in Yemen takes the 2 parties to be involved to do it, and it's going to be very difficult.
Domestically, Biden had promised to eradicate COVID-19, but with the pandemic entering its 3rd year, he acknowledged he could have done more to stop infections.
Should we have done more testing earlier? Yes, but we're doing more now.
Biden also pleaded for patience, promising he'll fulfill his pledge to black voters by not abandoning voting rights reform legislation.
I've had their back. I've had their back my entire career.
President Biden's challenge is to prove that. His approval ratings have been dropping with each month. And as he marks his first year in office, voter satisfaction is among the worst of his presidency. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.